If there's one thing people who work on housing can agree on, it's that Massachusetts is facing a crisis. State officials warn homelessness is on the rise, and experts say the state needs hundreds of thousands of new homes to keep up with demand. Now, Governor Moore Healey is promising to elevate housing to the top of her administration's priorities. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
At her inauguration earlier this month, Governor Healey laid the groundwork for a comprehensive housing policy.
If we want Massachusetts to be a home for all, we need to build more places to live. And we need to make sure those homes are within reach.
It's still early for the administration, but Healey's first step is creating a cabinet-level housing secretary whose job it will be to lay out a broad strategy. Vanessa Calderon Rosado heads a nonprofit in Boston's South End with almost 700 affordable housing units. She says it's about time housing gets its own secretariat alongside climate, transportation, and public health.
Because that will allow the governor to really firsthand hear and have a pulse on what's going on with housing development across the state, but also it will help integrate housing like we're doing here in Villa Victoria with every other aspect of state government.
Calderon Rosado is calling for a roadmap to fix the state's housing shortage, which the administration pegs at roughly 200,000 units. That's something we can expect from a housing secretary, says Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. While a statewide housing plan has yet to be written, Driscoll points to an array of regional and local plans as a starting point.
This new housing secretariat will be charged with bringing those plans together to create one roadmap with ideas, suggestions, strategies, ways that we can partner with both private sector builders, public sector builders, and local, jurisdictions to create the housing we need.
Driscoll says the new administration will continue to push housing policies from Governor Charlie Baker's administration. That includes the Housing Choice Initiative, which offers financial incentives for communities to build more housing, and the MBTA Communities Law, which requires cities and towns to build more multifamily units around public transit. But Driscoll says the administration's ultimate aim is to make sure everybody who wants to live in the state has good housing options.
Of course, that's our goal, but I want to really put a pin on how difficult that is. We are not building enough housing right now, and we have not been building enough housing to meet the needs of the people who live here for the last decade.
Asked how the administration will assess its progress on housing, Driscoll says look to the number of units produced in the coming years and whether homelessness levels start trending down. Driscoll says while affordable housing is key, the development of middle-class housing is a top priority. And landlords want their voices heard when it comes to new housing policies from the new governor.
I'm hopeful that Governor Healey will be really interested in getting all different voices at the table.
That's Doug Quattrocci, head of the trade group Mass Landlords.
Really, when we have tough conversations with different viewpoints, like you got the landlords on the one side and renter advocates on the other, I really believe together we can come up with good solutions, good compromises to people.
One item on the wish list, Quattrocci wants the state to create a training program so landlords can carry out basic plumbing and electrical work that now legally requires a professional. He says a big reason housing is so expensive is sky-high labor rates. And he hopes Healey and Driscoll will advocate for these kinds of changes and quickly.
Everybody enters office with this kind of optimism that they can do everything. What Governor Baker was saying on the way out was basically paraphrased, the job grinds you down. So I hope Governor Healey is able to do some really good housing work early before kind of like the grind sets in.
Healey's first year in office could be a big one for housing laws, says Annette Duke, a housing attorney with the Massachusetts Law Reform Institute.
I do think, despite the fact that nothing has happened in the last two sessions that's big on housing, I think there is a sense that something will change because I think people are thinking about comprehensive legislation, comprehensive change, a big push.
Duke points to several legislative items now pending. They include sealing records so renters don't face discrimination for past evictions and more opportunities for tenants to buy their buildings when they go up for sale. But all that will depend on lawmakers and the priorities of the soon-to-be-created housing secretary, who many say can't come fast enough. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.